So the rapture of joy then has dropped away between the second and third jhana?
Rapture and joy, yeah, as bhiti, has dropped away into the third jhana. And what's left is, in the third jhana, is pleasure. Very deep pleasure. And mindfulness and equanimity. And then fourth jhana, there's an abandoning of both pleasure and pain. There's an evenness or steadiness and a neutral quality that is alert and mindful, steady. You know, which in itself is and the image that that the Buddha gives is saying he sits pervading this body with a pure, bright mind, so that there is no part of his whole body unpervaded by the pure, bright mind. So it's just brightness, clarity, kind of a brilliance of heart. And that's the that's I mean, it's a very beautiful image.
The simile, I don't think you said the simile out of a white sheet.
It's just as though a man sitting, covered from head down, from the head down with a white cloth, so that there would be no part of his whole body unpervaded by the white cloth. So too, a bhikkhu sits pervading this body with a pure bright mind, so that there is no part of his whole body unpervaded by the pure bright mind. So there's this, yeah, purity and brightness, which is kind of attractive.